The Senate today voted overwhelmingly to create an independent, nonpartisan commission to investigate intelligence failures prior to September 11th. The vote came as a joint Senate-House committee reviewed in open session the testimony that it's been gathering behind closed doors since last spring. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
The committee looking into intelligence lapses heard more today about unsuccessful efforts to connect and act on the numerous pieces of anti-terrorist intelligence passing through the FBI before September 11th of last year. An FBI supervisor in Minneapolis, for example, told them he had tried several times to get a special search warrant in the summer of 2001 to examine the computer of a suspicious flight student, Zacharias Moussaoui. According to Inquiry Committee Staff Director Eleanor Hill, supervisors at FBI headquarters weren't convinced Moussaoui was anything more than a mediocre student pilot from the Middle East. Hill said the Minneapolis supervisor told the committee staff he had worked hard to get the attention of headquarters about Moussaoui and the possible danger he posed.
The supervisor replied that he was trying to get people at FBI headquarters spun up because he was trying to make sure that Moussaoui, quote, did not take control of a plane and fly it into the World Trade Center, close quote. The Minneapolis agent said that the headquarters agent told him, quote, that's not going to happen. We don't know he's a terrorist. You don't have enough to show he is a terrorist. You have a guy interested in this type of aircraft. That is it, close quote.
The FBI agent at headquarters told committee investigators he did not recall that conversation. Moussaoui is accused of conspiring with the September 11th terrorists. His trial is scheduled for January. Senators and congressmen also heard more details about fruitless efforts by a Phoenix FBI agent to alert headquarters to the danger of Middle Eastern terrorists learning to fly at U.S. schools. The so-called Phoenix memo, Investigator Hill said, was read prior to 9/11 by at least two agents in the FBI's New York office who specialized in Osama bin Laden. The Phoenix agent, one of two FBI agents who testified today anonymously from behind a wooden curtain, told North Carolina Senator John Edwards he wasn't sure why his memo didn't receive any serious attention.
I can't speak for why my colleagues thought the way they did when they received that. I wish they would have taken a look at it because it would have been nice to know.
But you, to this day, you don't know why they didn't respond to. How about headquarters?
I'm sorry, I do not know why.
The lack of answers to such questions has fueled the desire for a larger inquiry by a less political entity. That message was underscored when the Senate voted 90-8 today to open up a wide, independent civilian inquiry into the failures of September 11th. Pennsylvania Senator Arlen Specter was one of several Senate Republicans saying the joint House-Senate committee had not been broad enough in the scope of its investigation.
As matters have eventuated, it has not been possible for the joint investigation by the Senate and House Intelligence Committees to complete the job. We are now near the end of the term, and that is why I now believe that an independent commission would be the thing to do.
The Senate-created commission's inquiry is broader than a House version and would look not only at intelligence failures, but also at the roles of state and local police, immigration agents, commercial aviation, and diplomacy. The new commission would make an initial report in 6 months, a final report would be due within a year, and would include recommendations on preventing future attacks. Arizona Republican Senator John McCain said the commission would tell the American people the truth about how the U.S. government was not prepared for the threat of catastrophic terrorism last September.
We need to absorb the lessons of our failure so that as after other national tragedies like Pearl Harbor and the Kennedy assassination, we can tell those we are privileged to lead that evil men will never perpetrate such horror again. This commission will help us do that.
In an about-face, the Bush administration last week dropped its long-held opposition to an independent 9/11 inquiry. The White House opposed another probe to rehash intelligence failures. But while the White House still wants to alter some of the language the Senate approved today, Senator McCain said he expected a compromise version to become law. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Washington.